remarks of the President, Cumberland, Maryland, 23 October 1952.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. I've been to Cumberland many a time on various errands. I was here when I was a candidate for Vice President. I was here in 1948. Those times I was asking for something for myself. I'm back here this time, not running for office, but asking you to do something for somebody else. I'm glad to have this opportunity to say some things which I think will be of special interest to the people of the great state of Maryland. The free state of Maryland belongs in the Democratic column in this election, and it's up to you folks to put it there. Democratic candidate for president this year is one of the best qualified men ever nominated by either party for that office. I hope that all of you are planning to vote and to get your friends to vote for Adlai Stevenson. Well, you're welcome. I say you're welcome to him, but if you get him, you'll be sorry. When you vote for Governor Stevenson for president, you ought to vote to give him a Congress that will support him and work with him. The way to do that is to send George Mahoney to the United States Senate and Mrs. Stella Werner to the House of Representatives. You can be sure that they will work for your interest and for your welfare, and not for the special privileged groups that control the Republican Party. Maryland has a great tradition in tolerance and freedom. Freedom of religion, freedom of conscience, freedom of thought, freedom of speech, and freedom of elections. All these basic guarantees add up to a free government of free men. Today, freedom of thought and freedom of speech are under attack in our country. They are being attacked by the planned and deliberate use of lies, slanders, and fear. A little group of people are using these weapons on a wide scale in an attempt to gain public office. They want to make it dangerous for anyone to express opinions different from their own. They try to destroy the reputation of any man in public or private life who dares to stand up and oppose them. These methods endanger our freedom and our personal lives as citizens. You've had a good example right here in your own state of how these political gangsters operate. In 1950, they tried their methods out in your state. Today, these same methods have been adopted by one of our major political parties as its campaign strategy. Let us look at what happened here in Maryland just 2 years ago. Some carpetbag politicians who had nothing but contempt for our democratic traditions came into this great state. They were led by elements from the political underworld, including an unscrupulous and power-hungry Chicago newspaper publisher. They had plenty of money from the special interest lobbies. They violated your state laws. Their deliberate purpose was to pervert your free election by the sheer weight of money and false propaganda. Their tools were misrepresentation, defamation, and just outright fakery. I know that many thousands of good people in Maryland were shocked and indignant when they learned the full story of that campaign. You convicted one of their members of that conspiracy for violating your state election laws. It's too bad that you weren't able to do anything about some of the others who operated from Washington and Chicago. After the 1950 elections, the nature of this Republican campaign was thoroughly exposed. And I hope that people everywhere in the country are on their guard now. Five members of the United States Senate, three Democrats and two Republicans, conducted a careful and painstaking investigation of the 1950 Republican senatorial campaign in this state. I'm not going to take time to recount all the details of that investigation and what it revealed about the concealment of funds that came in from outside the state, the use of that fake photograph, and all the rest of the Republican skullduggery. But I do want to remind you that the whole Republican campaign was based on an attempt to smear their opposition with false charges of communism. And I do want to read to you just a few things from the unanimous report of that committee. And remember that two Republicans joined three Democrats in that report. They said that there are really two parts to that Republican campaign, and here's how they described them. And I'm quoting now from the report. One was the dignified Front Street campaign conducted by the Republican candidate on his speaking tours. The other was the despicable backstreet type of campaign, which usually, if exposed in time, backfires. The backstreet campaign conducted by non-Maryland outsiders was of a form and pattern designed to undermine and destroy the public faith and confidence in the basic American loyalty of a well-known figure. This was the Senate committee talking about the Republican campaign in Maryland in 1950. The investigating committee of five senators, including two Republicans, also said that this backstreet campaign involved, and I quote, publicity efforts aimed at damaging the reputation and at creating and exploiting doubts about the loyalty to his country of the opposing candidate. That's the end of the quotation. They said the Republican campaign disregarded simple decency and common honesty. And then the committee added this. Such campaign methods and tactics are destroying our system of free election and undermine the very functions of our free government. That's the end of the quotation from the committee. Now, my friends, that is a bipartisan statement describing what was done in this state in 1950. The national leadership of the Republican Party never repudiated what was done in that campaign. On the contrary, they adopted it for use on a national scale this year, but with a difference. This year, the backstreet campaign is being put on in the front street. Senator McCarthy, who was the ringleader of the dirty backstreet campaign in Maryland in 1950, has been welcomed as a colleague on a campaign train of the Republican candidate for president. He is openly campaigning around the country on radio and television for the Republican ticket. And his special tactics of the big lie and the big doubt are also being used by other and more eminent men. In speech after speech, the Republican candidate for president has been using a fancy version of the big doubt technique the Republicans used here in Maryland in 1950. And the Republican candidate for vice president, the second highest office in the land, is engaged in nothing less than a false campaign of personal slander and innuendo against the honored and respected public servant who heads the Democratic ticket. That's how desperate the Republican Party is. That's how unprincipled its leadership has become from taking its own poison. Now I hope and I believe that you people here in Maryland and the people everywhere in the country will see what this Republican campaign is before the election and not afterwards when it'll be too late. We are moving into the closing days of the campaign. I don't know what sort of composite pictures or other frauds they're going to try to put off on you this year. But I'm sure they'll try something, because the same kind of people are helping to run the Republican campaign this year that ran the backstreet campaign in Maryland in 1950. So look out and don't be fooled by them. The decision that the American people have to make when they go to the polls 12 days from now may be the most important decision they will make in their lifetime. Think carefully about it. The future of your children and the future generations depend on your making a decision that will preserve them and for them the freedoms and the liberties that we ourselves have inherited. Don't you entrust our Bill of Rights to the backstreet campaigners or to the party that welcomes and solicits that sort of support. The Republican Party should be so thoroughly repudiated that the un-American tactics they are using this year will never again appear in an election in these free United States of ours. The way to do that, my friends, is to roll up an overwhelming majority for the Democratic ticket. Vote for the men and women with character and with courage to stand up for your basic liberties. Governor Stevenson has had a great deal of experience in civilian government. He understands that our government is not a military organization, but a cooperative effort of free men. Adlai Stevenson is a man you can trust with the future of America. In this election campaign, he has shown his unswerving adherence to principle and his deep devotion to our form of government. My friends, we need a man in the White House who has courage. We need a man who has principle. We need a man who has the same principles in California that he has in New York, the same principle in Michigan that he has in Louisiana, the same principle in Maryland that he has in Virginia. That is not the case with the Republican candidate. He's had a different set of principles for every state in the Union. He even made a speech in New Jersey. He even made a speech in New Jersey in the afternoon and went over into New York and repudiated it that night. Now, a man like that can't run the government of the United States. And I haven't anything personally against him. I think he's a great general. I made him chief of staff of the United States Army. I put him in command of the Allied military forces in Europe. And I have every confidence in him as a military man, but my friends, he doesn't know the first principles of politics. And under our system, politics is government. Politics is government. Politics is a public relations program for the welfare and benefit of all the people, not just a few. I'm out on this campaign for the simple reason that I want you to do some thinking for yourselves. I'm anxious that you study the issues that are before the country. The Republicans won't talk to you about issues. I've been talking to the people all over the country about issues, and they've awakened to the fact that there are issues in this campaign and that the Bill of Rights itself is at stake. Now go to the polls on the 4th of November and vote for your own interest and send Adlai Stevenson back there for 4 years. Thank you.